The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. A little rainy this morning for my taste, but that's okay. We got sunshine in the studio because you know who's here? Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Flooring and Construction. Good. Always comes in smiling.
Well, I enjoy coming on Wednesdays. It gives us something to do to get the day started.
Absolutely. And you know, we can have, we always have a little fun in here. And Howard's here with us. Good morning, Howard. He's our marketing consultant for this particular account and many accounts here at all of our stations.
I love working with Jonathan.
Yeah, he's okay.
And his whole family.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're cool.
Yeah.
I love them. Love them.
Cool factor.
Do business with them.
All right. So for those of you who don't know Jonathan as well as we do, Jonathan, tell us about your company. And, you know, maybe somebody's tuning in this morning that has never heard about what you do.
Right. So I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We've been around for 21 years now. We started in 2005, and so we specialize on whole house renovations and remodels. So that's all your interior, like kitchen, bathrooms, painting, trim, floors, things like that. And then we also own Jonathan's Flooring, which is a full retail flooring store. So we direct import flooring, and we do a lot of flooring. It's a big part of our business.
You have a showroom,
right? We have a showroom, right? And so you can go by there, and you can just look at samples, or you can check samples out and take them home with you, try them in your house, see how they look. Or you could special order, you know, if you have something in mind, or you, a lot of times you bring us a picture of something and say, hey, I'm looking for this. We have tons of people bring pictures off like Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And we may not have that exact floor, even know what exact floor that is, but a lot of times we can find something close to it. Just stop by and check it out. And then, like I said, check some samples out, take them home. And then while you're there, schedule a consultation and we'll come out and we'll look at your house, measure it for you, pick those samples up, take them back to the store and get your free estimate.
And I suspect that you're so good about coming out and taking a look. You'll actually meet with people in their homes. And I suspect with your experience that you have a pretty good idea of what's not going to work and what's going to work.
Well, so.
So, I mean, have you ever had somebody go, I love this. And you go, ooh, that is not going to work in this house.
Sometimes. And being, I will put my opinion in because I feel like that's what I'm there for. And I don't want to steer somebody wrong.
Right.
Them get something that, you know, that they're look at a picture and it looks great in someone else's house, but it may not go in that house.
Correct.
But also what's important is what type of flooring they need. Sometimes they may be looking at a certain type of floor, but it's the wrong type of floor for that house.
Mm-hmm.
So every house, you cannot just put any flooring in every house.
Right.
So you have to look at the house and see, you know, what will work best with the house. So I want to get something they like that looks good, that goes with their style, but also something that's going to hold up and it's going to last in the house.
Well, we've talked about this before because when you just take Escambia County in general, from Century all the way down to the beach, talk about the different kinds of homes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, good grief.
Whether you're out on the beach and you're on a pilot house,
yeah,
and then you have a wood subfloor,
and then
and
the
you
older
need something
homes.
That's going to flex and go with the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, if you're in the older home, sometimes the moisture barrier under the slab might be disintegrated or gone, and then we need more of a moisture barrier on the concrete to stop the water from coming up through. And it won't really necessarily be water, but moisture
right.
coming up through and getting to the floor. So there's a lot of different factors that go into it. Your subfloor being the biggest factor.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I found most interesting because honestly, I was looking at the cosmetic side. I had no understanding of what was underneath that would
right.
make it last and be durable.
It's
so.
Definitely more important what's under the floor than actually the floor itself. If you don't have a good foundation to put it on, then it's not going to hold up. It's not going to last.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so.
Why I didn't think of it before, I don't know. But
so that's another reason why we're building contractors though, because if we get in there and we start doing something, say we come in here, pull your floor, and we find a bunch of rotted subfloor or joists or things
right.
like that, then we can address and handle those problems too. So that's one good thing about us going with us is that if we do run across something, then most of the time it's something we can handle and take care of.
Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you know what that means. That means the expert on construction and flooring is in the house right now. So text in a question or comment, 850-437-1620. Lots of times we've had many conversations in the times that Jonathan's been here talking about vinyl plank, the new flooring that's available, all the different types of flooring, tile versus wood, all those different kinds of things. So if you're thinking about making a change, now's the time to do it because you got just enough time, right, to kind of sneak it in before the guests and family comes in for the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting close. It's definitely getting close. We've been running a paint special, which we're going to run through the end of the month.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so any room 12 by 12 or less, we're paint for $300, basically.
That's a steal.
It really is. It really is a good deal. But it's a good way for us to get in the door. Something easy we can do for people that might say, hey, I just want to clean the dining room up or the living room up before guests come over. It's a good way for us to meet customers and get to know them. And we make a little bit of money while we're there. We don't really make any money off that necessarily. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's a good way to get in the door, get to know our customers, and then we hope they come back and do business with us down the road.
Okay, here's a question that just came in. Do you work on remodeling closets?
We do.
Storage, that kind of thing. That's interesting.
That's
a big one.
Right, it is. And so there's a couple different ways to go about it. There's a lot of companies out there that sell like these pre-built closets.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like cabinets and, you know, bars and things like that. It's like closets to go and things like that. But so we don't actually have a line of that. But we have done a lot of closets. We build them ourselves. So we used like cabinet grade plywood and then 1x2s and 1x4s. And then we built the closet out ourselves. In my personal opinion, our closets are better because they're sturdy. They're, you know, hand built. But it's not a custom designed, you know, kind of closet you order and install.
Right.
So we do. We have our own style of doing it.
But, I feel like you're taking your chances with those, though, because it's like ordering online and hoping it fits.
Well, it's some of that, but some of it's just the quality of it.
Yeah.
It's the reason I don't like it. And we would actually use it if the quality, if the price reflected the quality.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've found, like all the ones that have offered to us, I have not found the quality to be all that great, and the price is really high of them. So if I was buying cheap cabinets and paying a cheap price, then I would get that. But if I'm buying cheap cabinets and I'm paying a high price, then that doesn't work for
me. Well, you do bathrooms as well.
We do.
And so you see all the ads all the time to order this. It's like it looks like a sort of a plug it in kind of bathroom.
Right.
Every time I see the ad, I think, I'm not sure that's going to work.
I don't know. A lot of them come in and scan it and they just put something over the top of what you have. They don't actually tear it out.
I don't think I like that.
Right.
I think that's not a good idea, but I don't know. You tell me.
I don't like it because I like to tear it out, you know, check the wood, you know, make sure the structure's good,
make sure it's
insulated good. Yeah. That's another big thing is replace the plumbing while it's out. So like when we tear showers and tubs and things like that out, I always tell people we're going to replace the drain pipes or replace the shower valve because those are things that are going to start leaking over time.
Right.
So you might be able to go over there and cover it up and cover your tub or your enclosure up. But if you're not getting all that plumbing and shower valves and stuff, then over time it's still going to leak. You're still going to have the same problems there.
It seems like putting a Band-Aid on it.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
It's not seems, it definitely is.
Yeah. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for Jonathan, he is our expert on construction and remodels and flooring and rebuilds. And you like to do flips too,
right?
That's your favorite thing. We do a lot of investment properties. Yeah.
And that's the great thing about construction, though, is that you know, everybody can go a different way with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we can come in and say, hey, we're going to tear it out and replace it all. Another company may come in and say, hey, we're just going to put something over it. And there are many different avenues you can take. And most of them will lead to the same result or lead to a house that you like. It just depends on which avenue you want to take and, you know, and how important it is to you. How long are you going to stay in the house? Is it a forever house? Because in a case like that, then you do want to tear it out and you do want to redo it in a way that it's going to last for a long time.
What about when you're wanting to add a room? Let's say you're going to have a baby or you've got a new, your mother-in-law is coming to move in and you need to add to the house. How difficult is that? Is that something that's doable or viable?
Well, so there's a couple different ways to go about it. And a lot of times when people need extra space, and many of the older houses, there's space there.
Mm-hmm.
With just the layout of the house can be changed around a little
bit.
So we do that a lot, especially like when we renovate or flip houses. We'll go in there and the first thing we do is look at the floor plan and say, okay, is this a floor plan we can we work with or do we need to change it? So sometimes you can pick up that extra room right there under the roof space that you already have.
Right.
So that's one way to go about it. And the second way is, you know, to go get an architect to draw you a set of plans. So we'll refer you out to somebody to go get a set of plans drawn.
And you have people you work with pretty regularly, I would imagine.
We do. So we don't do a lot of additions. We've done a few of them. But we're sending you out to get a set of plans drawn. And then from that, depending on what they draw and what they design, then we can estimate it off of that. And the good thing is once you have your plans drawn, then you can take them to anybody and get an estimate in town. So you can get an estimate from us, and then you can go drop your plans off with four other builders and get estimates from them as well. So you will own them.
Okay, that sounds great. This is Pep Talk, and we have Jonathan Cook here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. So let's talk about flooring a little bit and all the different choices that we have. It is confusing, and now we have vinyl plank.
That's right. <yeah.
laughs> That's all I'm hearing about lately, vinyl plank. Tell us a little bit, what is it, in case someone doesn't know, why is it so good, and all the different types?
Right, so vinyl plank is what's trendy now. So, you know, we go through different stages with flooring, like laminate used to be big, and then the early 2000s, we saw a lot of the plank or ceramic plank tile, and that was really popular. Of course, you know, in the 80s, we had carpet, and what we do is, when we find something that people like, we then innovate and make it better, right?
Right.
So we went through the laminate, right, that looked kind of like wood, but it was a press board core. It didn't really hold up for moisture and things like that.
And the when you say laminate, it was kind of thin, right? It really wasn't that protective?
Well, it wasn't, but it's more almost like a veneer on it, like wallpaper, like a printed veneer is what comes on top of it.
Yeah.
So then we went from that to ceramic tile, which is supposed to be the same wood look, right, without having to spend all the money of actual hardwood flooring.
So there was tile that looked like wood?
Yes, and that was really popular for a while.
Oh, I didn't realize.
And still is in some places, but it was definitely very popular in the early 2000s. But the downside to it is it's very expensive, costs a lot to put down, and then you have it forever, right?
Right.
It's stuck down there. So then we went from that to vinyl plank, which still looks like wood. So what we've done is just innovated. We started laminate, then go to a tile that looks like wood, and now vinyl plank that looks like wood. And so if you notice, we're always staying with that wood look, basically.
Mm-hmm. Because especially around here, it seems like.
Yeah, and I'd say everywhere, because wood is timeless, right? So, I mean, wood's been around since the beginning of time. If you look in some of the old Victorian houses downtown that were built in like the early 18, 1900s, all wood. Mm-hmm. So wood is timeless. But what we've done is innovate each step of the way. And so now we have vinyl plank that it goes down a lot faster than tile. It doesn't have nearly the mess or the cost of the install, but it holds up to moisture. So it holds up to wear and tear a lot easier.
Right.
It holds up to pets better. So it's not an end-all be-all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what vinyl plank you get, because it starts at a 2 millimeter glue down, and then you can go all the way up to like a 12 millimeter as far as your thickness.
So back up. Explain the two millimeter. What'd you call it?
So a 2 millimeter glue down is like a thin virgin vinyl. It's a full glue down system. So you're going to start at that. Then you go to a 3.2 millimeter, which is going to be a snap and lock. So that's where it has a core on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a 4 millimeter, 5, 6.5, 7, 8, 10, and 12 millimeter.
Gotcha.
Each one getting a little bit thicker, a little bit of a nicer product. Now, anything from like a 3 millimeter to about a 5.5 millimeter generally is going to be an SPC product, which is a stone and plastic composite core.
Okay.
So basically, it's plastic and stone shavings is what the core is made out of.
And that makes it stronger?
Well, it does. It makes it more dense. So if you put something, you know, like heavy on it, it won't indent as easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the most popular ones on the market. It's the cheapest one.
Oh,
so when you go to a lot of your big box stores, most of what you buy is going to be an SPC product, which is a stone core. Once you get past about a 6 millimeter and you go from 6 to 12, then you're looking at WCP product, which is a wood and plastic composite core.
Okay. One better than the other, do you think? Or you have a preference or one that you prefer?
So I like the WCP better because when you walk on it, it doesn't sound hollow as much as the SPC does. And it's also a lot thicker. And the plastic, the core is mostly made of plastic. The plastic lets it flex and bend. It's great for like going over wood subfloors where you have, you know, any sort of give or any sort of movement in the floor, the plastic will bend and go with it, opposed to the concrete will crack and break.
Oh.
So the only time I ever want to put SPC down is if we're going on a concrete foundation.
That's right.
Where it's solid and doesn't move. And then it's fine. And it's a great product for that. anytime we're going over a wood sub floor, then I like to put a WCP down.
Okay.
And in general, I like a WCP for anything because I do feel like it's a more superior floor for any application, but definitely on a wood sub floor for sure.
Okay. We've got another question that's come in. And if you've got a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620, does Jonathan install fireplaces and also near a fireplace? Is it okay to have vinyl plank near, or do you put something else around the edges of the? So it's interesting because fireplaces, some are in the wall, some have like little mantles in the front, and
so we don't actually install the fireplace itself. There's a lot of fireplace companies around that do. I know there's one up there at 29 and 9 Mile right there. So what we will do is once they come and they put the fireplace in, then we're going to make the fireplace look good. So we'll put tile around the fireplace. We'll put the mantle up.
Fireproof tile or fire protected?
No, not necessarily. Because like you get fire bricks, right? But like if that would go inside the fireplace, in the chimney, if you were building like a wood burning fireplace, you would have fire rated bricks in there. When it comes to the tile outside, it should never get that hot, right?
Well, so, you're hoping that the wind doesn't blow a spark onto your floor.
Right. Well, so then we do need
building
a transom
a big fire
in front of the fireplace.
Right.
So usually we'll have like a 16-inch to a 2-foot transom that goes on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that will either be ceramic tile, or you can do like, a lot of times if we do like granite in the kitchen, we might cut a granite hearth.
That'd be nice.
In the living room. So something like that. But we do need about a 16-inch to 2-foot, hearth right there in front of the fireplace in case anything does come out of it. Most of the fireplace these days are gas, though. So we ain't got anything falling out of them. We don't have a lot of wood-burning fireplaces like we used to, especially not in our area because it doesn't really get that cold to build a wood fire. You might turn your gas fireplace on for, an hour and then turn it back off.
It gets too hot.
Right. If you got a wood one in there, once you build that fire, it's there till it dies out. So you see those mostly up north more. We don't see a lot of them here.
And then there's always the TV fireplace.
Right.
True. Yeah. And I have one of those.
So if you have one of them, you can just run the vinyl plank right up to
right
it. It's fine.
It. Okay, got another question coming. If you've got a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. What would be involved with remodeling a home into a duplex? Well, that's a good question. The thought would be generating more rental income. Please comment on permitting issues and how y'all handle those, because I'm sure you come up against that all the time.
Yeah, so what's going to be the problem? It's going to be pretty difficult to do that legally. So what you're going to have to look at is your zoning to see if you're zoned for multifamily.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of houses are zoned MDR, which is going to be a single residential use only.
MDR, what does that mean?
It's basically for a single dwelling family is what it is. So what you need is a multi-use zoning. So like an MDHU zoning, which allows for multi-use families. So that's the first thing to see if your zoning will allow you to have a duplex there. If it will, then you basically would have to start all over from scratch with the inside of the house, tear it out. And the reason I say that is because if you're going to do a duplex, then you're going to have to rewire the whole thing because you need the wiring separated for both houses. See, under a single family house right now, all your wiring is going to go to one power meter.
Right.
And we need to rewire so that way it separates.
Well, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
And then same thing with your plumbing. All that's going to run together. So we need to separate everything. So separate all your plumbing. AC ducts, we'd have to do all new AC because we need an AC unit for both houses with their own ducts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need a firewall between the units. So we'd have to have some sort of firewall to stop fire from spreading from unit to unit. And that needs to run from the slab all the way up to the roof. So it's quite a bit of work to turn a house into a duplex, and a lot of times unrealistic. Sometimes as much work as you're going to put into it and trying to redesign it and redo it, you might be able to just go buy a duplex. Not to say it can't be done. I mean, it can. But if your zoning's right and if you were already going to tear it out and redo it anyways, then that would be the time to do it. If you're like, hey, I have to gut this house down to the studs anyways, it's going to have to be rewired and replumbed, things like that, then it's possible at that point because it's like, all right, all this is getting done anyways. But just to go tear it all out to try to make a duplex for the extra rental income, I would fear as much money as you're going to spend making that happen, you could just go buy a cheap rental house somewhere.
Right.
So I don't know if that would be, if it'd be worth it in that sense, but it can be done. But check your zoning and then get you an architect to design it. And they will come up with a design that or a layout for both of them. Mm-hmm. You also need to make sure you have a minimum square foot because Escambia County requires a minimum of 400 square feet.
Oh, interesting.
Right. So that means you would need your house to be 800 square feet, which most houses are bigger than that anyways. So you should be fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you need egress on both houses. So you need front and back entries
for like a fire escape. All these details. I don't know. This is a lot more complicated than
you
think.
So, you gotta add doors to the house, rewire it, replumb it, new AC ducts, new insulation, firewall between them. It definitely would be a lot of work to turn a single dwelling house into a duplex. Now, I see a lot of people will make like efficiency apartments or mother-in-law suites.
Right, that's what somebody else was asking about earlier, yeah.
Right, and you can make a mother-in-law suite in your house, but it's still part of the same residence.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't have to have a firewall between a house and a mother-in-law suite because it is one residence still.
And is it called that when the permitting, a mother-in-law versus a duplex, or is that...
Yes, much different. Because uh-huh. under a mother-in-law suite, generally your power, your water, your AC, all that's still running off the main house. Right.
Right.
So we're not separating those utilities because we're not putting a second family in there.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
The essence of it is your family, right? It's all your family. It might be your mom or your dad staying there, but it's all your family.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have anytime we have two families there, then we have to have a firewall to separate them.
I see.
Because if one side catches on fire, we don't want it to burn down the other family's
And then
house.
We're talking about insurance gets involved right. in the mix too. Right. Okay. Well, it's kind of related. This next question is same idea, but a different. I want to convert my garage into a safe storage area. Right now it's leaking and I still get weather occasionally. How do I guess it'd be weatherproof. The garage so I could actually have it be a viable storage space.
Right, so whether it's going to be a viable storage place or just a place to park the car, we don't never want it leaking anyways.
Right.
because with leaking, we might be able to deal with a little bit of water around the car, mm-hmm. but then we're talking about all the woods rotting and the insulation, sheetrock messed up if you have it, the roof system. So either way, we need to seal it up and get the garage sealed and watertight and dried anyways. So in a situation like that, if you're just converting your garage or turning it into, you know, storage space, that's all still under the same dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
So that would there wouldn't be a problem at all.
So you don't need a separate permit. You wouldn't need the firewall and all that kind of stuff.
No, and if we're just going in there and turning a storage space, I mean, we'd have to look at it. See, we may not even need a permit for that.
Oh, okay.
Depending on how far we're going. Now, if we're adding electrical or a bathroom or anything like that, then we would. But if we're just turning it into storage space, we may not even need a permit for that. And we're not creating a second dwelling, a second address, so we don't have to go through all that same process.
No, that makes perfect sense. We're talking with Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. So Jonathan, you're running a special. You mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but let's mention it again because this, I think it's a little too good to be true, and I'm sitting here thinking about the families coming in for the holidays. Might
right.
be time to refresh. So it's a great price.
So we see a lot of people around the holidays that will do like paint and flooring because
mm-hmm.
those are two easy items that you can go in there, you can do them easily. It's going to make the house look fresh and new
right.
without having to redo the entire house, right?
Yeah.
We run a lot of specials on flooring, naturally. But so we figured we'd run a special on paint as well, just for this holiday season. So any room that's a 12 by 12 or less, then we're going to do for $300. And that's just the walls and trim.
And it includes the paint.
It includes the paint.
Because I just painted, so I know that it could be $300 just for the paint.
Right. It does not include the doors or ceilings. It includes your walls and trims.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a room that's bigger, it just goes up by the square foot. So it really doesn't even go up that much. It just depends on the square foot, though, but it's by the square foot.
No, that's a great idea, and we're almost on November 1st this weekend, so...
I know, right? I'm
just
surprised.
Just enough time.
Seems like this year has went right by.
I don't know.
It's going to be like Thanksgiving in a few weeks.
Don't
that's
say
crazy.
That. I'm not ready. I've got all the pumpkins out there. I'm seeing them everywhere.
Well, hopefully getting into a new year, coming into the spring next year, hopefully interest rates come down, the real estate market picks up a little
there
bit.
There you go. Positive thinking.
Yeah,
I
so
love that.
So I'm looking
that.
Forward to the new year for that.
Okay.
I'm okay with getting this one done. These high interest rates all year. Ooh. I'm ready to be done with this year.
Yeah, you and everybody else, trust me. So one of the things too, as we're wrapping up the show here, is we're also wrapping up the year. So maybe you're thinking, well, maybe it is a little too late for me to start a project. But is it too late to start the project and having them come and talk to you about it? Because it seems to me you could have you come out and assess all the different ideas you might have, come up with a game plan, and you could start that at the beginning of 26.
Yeah, for sure. And so, like, instance like that where you're thinking about turning your house into a duplex, mm-hmm. another thing that comes to mind is have us come out. We can renovate your house that you live in and get you top dollar for it. You can sell it and most likely have enough money to go buy a new duplex.
So that's
an option. But that's a good reason why we would come out and do a consultation with you, because I would bring all them points up with you.
Mm-hmm. But and the consultation is free.
It's free, yes. And so you'd be surprised how many people will call us back months later. Mm-hmm. So we'll go out and do an estimate, and then they'll come back in 6 months later and say, hey, is this estimate still good? And then we will look at it and see if any prices have changed or adjusted. But most of the time, if something has changed, it's not by a lot.
Right.
Most time, it's still pretty close to what that estimate is. So it's still a good starting point and gives you a good idea of what you're going to spend.
Mm-hmm.
We've even seen flooring go down in price. Yes,
well,
we have.
That's a good thing.
We've had people get estimates and then come back 6 months later and that flooring will be on sale. And so actually we'll save them a little bit of money. And then sometimes it will be more, you know.
Yeah.
So you just never know. But it's always good to get an estimate and just find out.
All right. We're talking to Jonathan. It just flew by. Jonathan Cook with Jonathan Construction Flooring. How can we reach you?
All right. So you can give us a call at our office, 850-332-5905. Or you can look us up at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Facebook, or stop by our office and check us out, 9320 North Palafox Street.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan.
All right,
always
see you
great
next
to
Wednesday.
See you.